Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Mike DeGrace. He's president and part owner of False Flooring. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Kemp. Thank you.
It's good to talk to you. I've been looking forward to this interview because you've been in the news lately, and there's a lot of story to tell here. Just recently, last week, you announced that False Manufacturing has sold its northern operation up in New Hampshire. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Hampton, New Hampshire.
And that was the area that focused in automotive. You did headliners, trunk liners, flooring, all kinds of needle punch products for automotive, and you've sold that division. Now you're focused in the flooring business, which is actually your background. Let me go there for a quick second. Mike, you've been in the flooring business, I think, most of your career. You've got past experience with Shaw Industries, with BoYu, and with Image. So
right.
That's been your focus for most of your career, right?
That has. You're right.
So let's talk about, first, the heritage of Foss. I think got started 63 years ago, some guy named Woody Foss, and they were making stiffeners for shoes, and that business evolved, right?
Yes, it evolved into auto from there. They started in, I think it was 1953. Mm-hmm. In fact, Woody's, one of his relatives, still works at the plant up there in Hampton.
Uh-huh.
Foss is considered the leader automotive products, both through quality, innovation, in every way.
And so in 2006, the company filed Chapter 11 and kind of restructured. That's when you got involved, right?
That's right. We purchased the company from the bank in 2006. They ran into some financial problems back starting in 2004, and the bank took it over, and we purchased it from the bank in 2006.
Okay, so you came in with the Alinean Capital Group, right?
Correct.
And so you've got it turned around and get it built back up. Business is good. I guess all the financials are looking good. And so you sell off this automotive business last week, right?
Yeah, we sold to a fine company called Aston Johnson Holdings out of Charleston. We just wanted to concentrate all our resources and our core competencies, like, you know, floor covering. That's what we're used to doing, and that's what we just wanted to continue to do.
All right, so let's set the stage for that. It's now called False Floors, which makes sense because that's your focus, and you've got two manufacturing facilities.
Well, actually, we have three. We have about, in Georgia today, we have about 1.3 million square feet. We have two facilities in Rome, Georgia,
mm-hmm.
and then we have one in Chatsworth.
Okay, and that Chatsworth facility you bought about a year ago from BoYu, right?
Yes, we did. The Chatsworth facility gave us the ability to make some products that get us into a whole different market, heavier commercial-type products. The plant in Rome, Georgia, our first plant,
mm-hmm.
is about 650,000 square feet. I think it's probably the state-of-the-art when it comes to non-woven plants.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically all new equipment made to run very efficient, very fast, and the plant up here in Chatsworth is sort of the opposite. It's older equipment, but it's very efficient also for what they can do here. The plant in Rome, we were restricted to lower weight products,
mm-hmm.
and now we're able to make some very heavy commercial-type products that get us into a whole different marketplace.
All right, well, let's talk about those products for a minute. I think everything's made out of polyester. A lot of it is made out of recycled water bottles, right?
Yeah, that's an interesting story. Back when we bought the company in 2006, two things. They did not use any polyester. It was all polypropylene.
Uh-huh.
And they had never in their whole history made any carpet whatsoever. So naturally, our background being floor covering, we knew that we could make it. So we started to make it. And we, in 2007, we started to produce non-woven 12-foot carpet. And we're fortunate enough to present it to one major account who put it in their system, and it all started there. And then it became, you know, our fastest-growing market segment.
Yeah, let's talk about channels to market. I know you started there with one customer. Obviously, that'd have to be a big one. So yeah, I know you're sold at Costco, at some of the home centers, but you also now sell to independent dealers as well, right?
Yes, that's our focus for the next few years. We've basically been successful with, we don't have a lot of salespeople or a lot of management when it comes to sales in general.
Right.
But right now, we're focusing on distributors and major accounts. We've got a couple new people that we've added, and, you know, that has just started. We also got into a collection we call the Cashmere Collection, which is a new category of affordable wall-to-wall carpet that it just looks and feels like wool. It's installed just like how you would install tufted carpet.
Yeah.
But we call it Duranet, which is a patented technology that It prevents fraying, unraveling, zippering. It's an amazing product. We're just getting it out into the market now through a couple distributors and some major retailers around the country. It's just now shipping.
Not to sound like a Lin head here, but this is a needle punch product. But when you look at it from the face, it looks like regular flooring, doesn't it? Like carpet.
It does. I mean, we introduced it at Surfaces in January, and we had one executive from a mill come up and ask us how we got into tufted wool.
Yeah.
That's fact. It looks absolutely incredible. We're very, very happy with it and very proud of it.
Uh-huh.
And it's put us into a whole new segment that we've never been in. This is not outdoor non-woven carpet. This is carpet that anybody would put into their home.
But it is polyester, right?
It's all polyester, all made from recycled bottles.
You also have a product called Smart Transformations, right?
Yeah. We basically make broad loom, installed type product for indoor use. We make a lot of non-woven outdoor carpet, of course.
Yeah.
We make a lot of 6x8 rugs out of non-woven fabric, PET.
Yeah.
We also make the other fast-growing segment of our business is tiles. Smart Transformations is a 24x24 heavy commercial type tile that has been very successful, along with our 18x18 residential tiles. So there's tiles, broad loom, and rugs are our main focus.
And if anybody's listening to this and interested in contacting you, I mean, you have a website called FalseFloors.com, right?
Yes, we do.
Well, you're definitely a company on the move. Would you say you're the market share leader when it comes to needle-punched floor covering?
Without question. There's always competition and always will be. The fortunate, we talk about this internally all the time, you know, when you only have one thing to sell, you're pretty good at it.
Mm-hmm.
We're innovative. We're always coming out with new ideas, new products, new colors, different concepts. It's worked out. Our marketing strategies have worked out so far, and I think they'll continue to. We're sorry that we're not in the automotive business, but we're also pretty happy. You know, those people up there are taken care of very well. They're very happy. We still have a great relationship with what we call Foss North. We still go back and forth with products and fiber and things like that. So we're very comfortable now just really concentrating on flooring and moving forward.
Mm-hmm. It's a neat story to hear that you bought a company and then brought it back to where your career had been focused. So definitely a company to watch. Again, been talking to Mike DeGrace, who's president and part owner of Foss Flooring, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.